This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is the sound of now on Joy 94.9.
Johnny Manuel, it is so great to chat with you. Thank you for your time today.
Oh, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
You've had quite a run. I mean, you were on America's Got Talent in 2017. You came across to Eurovision with the Bulgarian team in 2018, which I did not expect for someone from Michigan, but sure, like...
Yeah, I didn't expect it either.
You then come across to Australia for The Voice in 2020. And I imagine having been through those shows, you know, you're expecting a level of meeting with the fans and heading out to be on tour with people. And as you're on The Voice, everything locks down and you can't do any of that. That's got to be a weird feeling, right?
Yeah, it collapsed. It's very interesting because you're absolutely right. Like after one of those shows, because of the massive exposure you get, one of the best perks, even, you know, if you don't win or if you do, is that you get to, like you said, you get to go out and perform and see people and meet people. And it's just a really good way to develop a better relationship with your fan base. And we weren't able to do that this year. It was interesting because when we started, everything was fine. And then we had to shut down production for like a month and a half or so. And we didn't even know if we were going to be able to come back. But yeah, it all worked out. And, you know, they got through it with COVID restrictions and everything. So I was just glad that we at least got to finish out the show.
So had you used this time in lockdown that you would have been out touring? You're working on making music, right?
Yes, absolutely. We got busy making music. I met Michael Fatkin, who's Australian, an incredible young producer. And... I had done my winter single. I recorded a winter single for The Voice that will come out, like will be released if you win. And I didn't win. But this past year, they released all four top contestant songs. So that was good. And anyway, Michael and I hit it off while we were recording the winter single. And so we just decided to continue working together after the show was over. And he knew some incredible songwriters that were in Scotland and LA and other places around the world, and we did Zoom sessions with them. So he and I would be in my living room at the table and just plucking away at stuff, and they would be on Zoom and we would write together. And it just felt so good to be in a creative space and to have the time to do that. I mean, that's one positive thing that came out of COVID.
How did you, when I speak to artists about lockdown, some of them will either say, when I was in lockdown, I was really inspired and I was able to just focus in and do the work. And then others say, it was the worst because I had no stimulation and I was rattling around in my house doing nothing and going crazy. It sounds like you took it quite well. Where were you at creatively going into it?
Yeah, I was in a really good space and in a really good headspace. Coming off The Voice, because there was COVID and there was a limited amount of like family members who could be on set with us, and even production, like they had to keep production separate and everyone had to sort of, so the only people we really got to hang out with were the other artists. And we developed some really good relationships and we all just started talking about our journeys in music and how we got to this point and what we wanted to come out of it. And that got my creative juices flowing. And then I was in a really beautiful part of Australia. At the time I was in Terrigal on the Central Coast.
So beautiful there. Shout out to Terrigal.
Yeah, shout out to Terrigal. It's so gorgeous. And so I would just go for beach walks and get inspired by things. And we were very, very lucky there that COVID didn't really affect, you know, the Central Coast a whole lot. And so, yeah. And then Michael would drive up from Sydney and we would just create. And it just felt like a really good, productive time.
Yeah. You say create. I'm assuming one song did not come out of this entire lockdown. I'm guessing there were a few. Where are we at with the new music?
Yeah, we created quite a few that I'm very, very proud of that we will be releasing throughout the rest of this year. And then next year, my goal, if they track well and people are enjoying them, I would love to release an EP.
We've got to make that happen. Surely we have to.
Fingers crossed.
It's really exciting because I know that you've, from being on, you know, America's Got Talent, you know, you've shown that you can I guess, play a role is what I'm trying to say. Like, you know, you can be the guy who can do the power ballads and make everyone cry. And when you do the Eurovision thing, you can be the guy who can lay the vocals and bring the whole group together. This feels now like you're at a place where you're properly launching as a pop artist and creating something really authentic and real for you.
Yeah, it's interesting that you say that, because every part of who I am, I bring into performing. And so, you know, there's obviously a big part of me is singing these big love ballads. And I've been very, I guess, blessed in the sense that my voice is able to do a lot of different things. But it's like a gift and a curse, because then when I try to step out and do my own thing, people are like, well, what is it that you do? Because you can do so many things. Like, who are you as an artist? And I truly feel like finally now I'm able to do that and express myself in a way that it feels authentic. And I'm going to express all the sides of myself. Like, Lost in the Music is definitely a dancey sort of groove, but I'm obviously going to have big love ballads on the record, because, you know, that's part of who I am as well. So
you say it's a groove. Hell yeah, it is. We got to talk about Lost in the Music for a second, man. This is a vibe. Sure. So is this one of the first songs you worked on? Was this partway through the creative process? Where was this?
Yeah, I think it was like the third or fourth song we did. And David Ryan Harris is incredible. He's worked with Zayn and he's worked with Guy Sebastian. And he's just an incredible musician and I guess just creative. He the way his brain works is so interesting. And so he just had an idea for this bass line and he just kept playing it over and over. And we started talking about like different ideas, and I started talking about relationships, as you know, as it relates to like love relationships, and then my relationship with music. And he's like, sonically it should sound like this. And it just sort of all came together really quickly, and it felt right. It was one of those things where it was just cohesive right away, and it was just like, oh, we're in it. The only thing that we had to tweak, which took like, I don't know, a few weeks, was just the tempo. We didn't know exactly what groove we wanted it to be in. If it should be sped up, it should be a little bit slower. But I think we found the right pocket.
So where was it? Where was it at first? How'd you settle on this tempo?
Yeah, it was a bit faster, actually. And I was in this like Dua Lipa dance mode. So that's all I was listening to.
Oh, that
to.
Was 2020 for everybody. We were all in Dua Lipa dance mode, man.
Exactly. So that's all I listened to, basically. And I was dancing around every day. And I was like, I wanted to feel like really like it's, you know, the beat is driving and it's up tempo. And they're like, that's cool. And we like it. Let's try it. But with the words and the feel of it, because we wanted it to feel like people were getting lost in some sort of world that is their own, whether it's inside the club or some world you've just created, you know. We wanted people to feel like they were getting lost. And when it's up tempo, it just immediately takes you to the club, right? You just want to bounce and dance and do your thing. And with this, it's like you can take it two sort of ways. It's still, the beat is still driving. It's still a bit up tempo, but it's kind of chill as well. So it just fits like the right groove, I feel like.
Totally. When are we going to get to see this live?
Oh my God. So I'm performing in Sydney, not until June, June 18th, I'll be performing in Sydney. And then I'll be in Melbourne, June 25th. And the tickets you can find if you just go to my Instagram or website.
Yeah. We'll link to that on the website. Too easy. Cool. Let's get this song on the air right now. Johnny Manuel, thank you so, so much for the chat. Appreciate you.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it so much.
Find the full playlist on the Joy website, joy.org.au/thesoundofnow.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.